Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 3. Now please, keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the vehicle at all times. I'm Silver Wolf, and this is episode 3 of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. On this show, I will have a review of Final Destination 3, a review on Resident Evil DS, and also why is it completely idiotic to actually think Paris Hilton will play Mother Teresa. But first, let me give you some really big important things to tell you about. First off, my email has changed permanently. Very long story, my brother found out that AOL has increased the price of their service to $26 a month. And since I don't use AOL, well, I only use it only once during this month just to check out a Disney promotion, but other than that, I don't use it anymore. So what my brother decided to do is they decided to tell myself and my other brother to switch email accounts. And the way I went, and I can either go through Hotmail or Yahoo or whatever. But I decided to go with something new. I decided to go with Gmail or Google Mail or whatever it's called. So after I switched all my newsletters and everything else to my Gmail account, I decided to tell Brandon, okay, get rid of AOL. I don't need it anymore. So now I have a new email address. My new email address is silverwolf2006@gmail.com. It's all one big word, and yeah, that's about it. It's silverwolf2006@gmail.com, and if you email me earlier using my AOL account, please resend the email, and make sure you subject it podcast, or I'll not read it. I get enough email already. Also, I finally got a MySpace account, too. My MySpace account site is myspace.com/silverwolf2006. If you have your own MySpace account, you can drop me a friend invite and, you know, become friends and everything else between. I already have a few friends already, and they're mostly either celebrities or just are few other friends of mine who have a MySpace account, but anyway, if you have a MySpace account, my MySpace site is myspace.com/silverwolf2006, and since MySpace also has a blog too, I might think about putting blog posts on that, on MySpace, rather than my other blog, mew345.blogspot.com, but I'm still thinking about it. I just need a few more days to really think about it. So yeah, I have a new email address and a new MySpace account. My email is silverwolf2006@gmail.com, and my new MySpace account is myspace.com/silverwolf2006. With that, it's on to my two reviews of the week. My first review is of Final Destination 3 in movie theaters. Now, this movie is, of course, the third film in the Final Destination trilogy. And in this film, a group of teenagers went to an amusement park, and they're about to ride a thrilling roller coaster. And as soon as they all get on the ride, actual ride vehicle, one of the girls has a vision. a very gruesome vision. She sees that the track is going to break, and actually everybody is going to die. She freaks out, and she exits the ride vehicle, along with a few other people. After she got off the ride vehicle, still freaked out, she saw the roller coaster going through its normal, normally what it does. But then, what she saw in her vision actually happened. And right now, all of her friends who were supposed to die on that vehicle are actually dying gruesome deaths. And the weird thing about it is that every death is based off the pictures that she took from that night. What I like about this film is that even though you already know who's going to die and when, it's really suspenseful how the whole death is going to build up. And also the deaths are really interesting because they all involve actual, everyday situations like tanning salons and going to a fireworks display and just getting a bite to eat over at a fast food restaurant. And they're also really gruesome too. I mean, hey, it's a horror film. What do you expect? What I don't like about this film is that it's extremely short. I mean, the movie started at like 7 o'clock, and we got there at 8:45, so it's an hour 45-minute film, maybe a little bit less than that. And also, when one of the characters tried to explain something, he explained it a little too fast that I was just sitting there just eating popcorn, and he's just rambling on about how certain deaths associate with each other. And I'm like going, dude, you're going a little bit too fast. And you got like 15 minutes to make this a full-length movie. You can talk slower. And also, it's the same thing as like the other two Final Destination films. You know, someone has a vision, and all these gruesome deaths. Then, well, I don't really want to mess up the ending too much, even though probably you already expected what the ending's going to be like. But still, it's not great. It's good, but not really worth going to an actual movie theater for. I would rather wait for it to go on video or wait for it to be on television or something. All in all, I give this film 3 out of 5. It was suspenseful and the deaths were interesting, but it was too short and everything just went a little too fast. So, I'd rather just wait for this movie to come on DVD or something like that. But if you like the horror genre or the Final Destination films, you can check this out. But it's not really highly recommended by me. My next review is on Resident Evil Deadly Silence for the Nintendo DS. This is actually a remake of the original PlayStation classic Resident Evil. And what I mean, it's a remake of the PlayStation version of Resident Evil. I mean, it's a direct remake. They have all the bad voice acting from the original, and also the bad actors from the original. It's so bad, it's actually pretty funny. It sounds like watching a very bad horror film or something like that. But anyway, not only do you get the original game, but you also get a few added features to this game too, including a rebirth mode and multiplayer mode. The original mode of the game is just the PlayStation version with just a little smidge of extra features. The rebirth mode has more action, more puzzles, and more use of the stylus than the original version. There's also a multiplayer aspect of the game, so if you have friends that either have the game, you can play against each other in like versus mode or cooperative mode or whatever, and get some really cool stuff with it too. The game itself is pretty fun. I mean, it's a direct port of the PlayStation version, which is pretty good. And also, with the added puzzles and complete use of the stylus, it makes the game even more fun and definitely worth checking out. The only downside to this game is that the actual controls with the D-pad and the L and R buttons, a little work. And also, the graphics are a little bit grainy, even for the Nintendo DS. Some of the positives of this game include the cheesy voice acting and the actual bad acting. It's so cheesy, it's funny, it's completely unexplainable. Jeez, still looking at the and hearing the bad voice acting is still in my mind and extremely hilarious. Also, in previous versions of Resident Evil, one of your item slots is covered up by the knife. And what's cool about this version is that your knife is already equipped, so you have one extra item slot for your items, so you can save up for ammunition or emblems or crests or whatever. If you're a big fan of Resident Evil and you have a Nintendo DS, this is definitely worth checking out, especially if your PlayStation version doesn't really work anymore or you really want more to the original Resident Evil. Anyway, this is a great game. Need some work control-wise and graphics-wise, but still, this is a great port from the PlayStation. I'm giving this game an 8 out of 10. As you can see, I grade movies and games a little bit differently. I grade movies with 5 stars as the rating, and also I give games the 10 out of 10 score rating. It's just a little something to keep in mind for future reviews of this podcast. Also, a upcoming video game review, I just got Sonic Riders, and I haven't played it yet, but I will in the future, so that is something worth checking out in a future podcast. And now it's time for me to rant. A few weeks ago, many of you probably heard that there's been some joke that Paris Hilton could play Mother Teresa. Now, when I first heard about this, I was like going, is this true? Or is this some sort of joke? Because I hope it's a joke. Fortunately, it is. It was just a little joke that Saturday Night Live did. But still, like, the thought of Paris Hilton playing Mother Teresa, I still can't get that picture out of my head. I mean, hey, I'm all for a Mother Teresa film, because her life and her tale must be told to the public. She's really a terrific woman. But if she's being portrayed by Paris Hilton, God, I still can't think of what would happen. I mean, it's still crazy just think about it. I mean, Paris Hilton is not even worthy enough to play Mother Teresa at all. I mean, she's been in a bunch of, like, bad stuff, like, bad sense of bad sense of fashion? What was I even thinking about that? But still, like, there could be some women that could play Mother Teresa, but Paris Hilton is not one of them. In fact, she's not even a great role model. I mean, she's been in a bunch of, like, porn films, and she's been in a bunch of other stuff, and she is not a great person to play Mother Teresa, nor is she a great role model. And nor should anyone or any girl look up to her, because she is not a great person. I mean it, she is not a great girl at all. And I don't know, like, she doesn't even deserve to be shown the general public again, because her image is just so not right. There's just something about her that I don't like. I mean, due to the fact that she's not even pretty at all. I mean, sure, a lot of guys want to look at her hoo-has, but still, I don't find her attractive. I mean, she is thinner than a frickin' toothpick, and she is not really a person I want to meet on MySpace or wherever. She's just not a nice girl. And also, if you have any daughters or cousins or whatever that should look up to Paris Hilton, find some other role model that girl should look up to, like Shirley Temple or maybe one of the Disney princesses or anything else. Just not people like Paris Hilton or Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or anyone else like that, find some better role models for these girls, because if they look up to Paris Hilton, I can't think of the consequences. I can't really think of the consequences now. My head is currently swimming. Ugh. Jeez, just the thought of Paris Hilton and Mother Teresa. Ugh, it's haunting. It's very haunting. Anyway, I've got nothing else to say this week. So I will see you the week after next week with a brand new podcast. And I'll probably talk about something else that will not make my head swim or give me nightmares or something that is not, you know, nothing that'll make me angry about or whatever. So remember, my email has changed to civilwolf2006@gmail.com. Please email me if you have any questions, comments, topics, or whatever. Just write them to me. Make sure you make the subject podcast or I will not read it. Check out my MySpace at myspace.com/silverwolf2006. And I hope you all have a blessed Lenten season. And hope that what you've given up for 40 days really goes well. So on that note, I shall see you the week after next. Peace out. Proceeding was a podcast created by Silverwolf. The opening theme, Wicked Theme for a Flash, was created by GB in Flames, and the closing theme, Legacy Ended, was created by Gorgoroth from the Newgrounds.com audio portal. This has been Silverwolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 3.